Union Parish is one of the most agriculturally diverse areas in Louisiana, and from cattle to timber to watermelons and poultry, it's a hotbed for the industry. And the local FFA is a big part of it. This week in Louisiana Agriculture's Tammy Arender explains.
Well, she loves agriculture. She loves all things agriculture.
Van Bennett's daughter, Velvet, had a dream to showcase the importance of agriculture in Union Parish. So she did a lot of the legwork to get this exhibit called Agmazing together at the Union Museum of History and Art. Velvet passed away after a battle with cancer at the age of 43 in October of 2018.
My daughter, Velvet, that passed away, their place joined ours. And she loved the cattle, and she did a lot of photography.
So this exhibit tells the story of how cotton was king in Union Parish in the 1800s. Then years later, how some farmers, like Bennett, switched from cotton to cattle.
I was raised on a cotton farm here in North Union Parish till I was 14 years old. And then we changed to cattle and hay because we couldn't compete with the Delta.
Union Parish has a thriving equine community, tree farmers, watermelon growers, and poultry. Lots of poultry. Renee Simon is the Louisiana Agricultural Finance Authority Director.
You don't realize, especially in South Louisiana where I'm from, how big the poultry industry is in Louisiana. It's a $2 billion a year industry.
Although chicken houses dot the landscape throughout Union Parish, so does beef cattle. And it was locally grown beef that was served at the farm-to-table or farm-to-fork, whichever you prefer, luncheon. It's all part of the dream of Velvet Bennett Roberts to connect the community with agriculture, with a specific focus on the younger generation. That's why the local FFA chapters were invited to help out with the luncheon.
Agriculture is a key importance of Louisiana and basically the United States, because they have to have like agricultural foods to support anyone.
Velvet didn't get to see her dream come to fruition, the exhibit she and her sisters worked so hard to bring together. But her family knows she's sitting next to her great-grandfather, whose saddle she wanted on her casket, smiling that those in agriculture and those not are learning about this industry she cared so much about.